Hello.
Oh.
Yo, what's happening? So you're tuning in with actually I gotta change it, but for now it's the unemployed guy, but you know, I'm employed now.
Yes, sir.
And with the Lonely Boys. Everybody give a warm welcome to the Lonely Boys.
Huh?
I said everybody give a warm welcome to the Lonely Boys.
Half the Lonely Boys.
Oh yeah, half the squad, half the gang, you know what it is. But what's popping though? How you been, bro?
How you been? How's the job?
Well, I really only went to orientation, so you know, it's cool, but they paid me for it. I'm working with the Dallas Stars or the Dallas Cowboys, being a security guard for them. So I start. I go and pick up my schedule on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
On Tuesday. Yeah, on Tuesday.
That's sick. Said the what? The Dallas what?
The Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, really? That's sick.
Yeah, I'm going to be working at their stadium and shit, you know, just making sure nothing gets stolen or whatever. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be working graveyard shifts, so that'll be cool.
I won't be
in the blazing heat sun, you know.
So you live near the stadium?
Yeah, like a 30-minute bike ride, so it's cool.
Oh, that's jug.
Yeah, I just hop on a bike and just get out all over there. So that's cool. It's pretty solid. And they pay for my guard card out here. And yeah, you know, I'm pretty much straight.
Bro, that's hell tight. So you about to hit a game?
Huh?
You about to hit a game?
Possibly. You know, if football season starts soon, hell yeah. Right now, it's just me watching all their equipment and the buildings and everything, yeah. You know, because it's like a hell of a known area, so people like to hit licks over there and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's tight, though.
Yeah. How's it going with you, though?
Tight. Went out hooping with my friends yesterday.
Hell yeah. That's what's up. You lost?
No, I was whooping shit. Crazy.
Yeah.
I never lose it, dog.
Hey, so they drug tested me and shit, and I didn't pass, but they, you know, accepted me because I told them I was gonna get sober or whatever, uh-huh. You know, or that I have been. So, but really, I lied. But you know, it's because I haven't been able to smoke weed. So I was like, fuck it, I ain't smoked weed in like 2 weeks. I might as well just not smoke. You know,
yeah.
I've been cool anyways without it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, really.
So he's been smoking fucking
Black and Mild. You know what it is. Yup.
Ew.
I know, crucial, huh? But I'm probably about to just use that pee shit that work that clears your system out or whatever it is that it's called in 16 hours. A couple of my coworkers, they've been using it and they smelled like straight dank in the morning and they passed and they said they used the little drink that they've been using. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to invest. Yeah, I know that too.
Fake piss is the easiest.
For real. I'm going to have to do that at some point.
You go in there high as fuck with fake
piss. Right. And I'll still pass. You know what's hella funny, though? I've been being a petty-ass bitch and been commenting on, or I've been tagging Chandler on some fight videos.
Who?
Chandler, that stupid bitch I was dating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been tagging her, like, how they would have all dogged your shit. Oh, this shit was hella funny. And I got the rise out of her. She was like, stop harassing me. She's like, leave me alone. Let me be. And I'm like, fuck you, you stupid dumb bitch. I should send people to your house to beat your ass.
That's hella funny.
I'm just talking shit just because motherfuckers is bored, you know? Yeah. She was like, you definitely miss me if you're finna sit here and unblock me just to tag me on some shit. And I'm like, I definitely don't. I just want the rise out of your stupid ass like I got, you know? And she's like, this is like literally before you tapped in with me. And, we just been going back and forth. I've been laughing about it the whole time. I just been talking hella shit. I was like, your mama. Oh, this shit was hella funny. She was like, you were the one who was a disrespectful dickhead looking like a clown getting out the car, blah, 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 hella shit. And I'm like, your mama.
Oh my god, it was hella fucking funny, bro. I got it all in the DMs right now.
For real?
Yeah, hell yeah. I was like, your mama. That shit was hilarious, blood. Like, I'm gonna send you this one right here. And this is how I should have done her shit. But I was obviously just playing, but like, I just sent it to you on the gram.
On the gram?
It was hella funny, though. Yeah, on the gram. I should be watching fight videos all day on Instagram.
All right, let me check it out.
It's good.
Oh, it's a video?
But, yeah, you know. Huh?
The video stopped the podcast, though, huh?
No, because I watched it just now. Oh. You can watch it. You got to just turn the sound off. I don't know if the podcast will record the sound on the video. What was I gonna say? I don't know. But, hey, so your boy lives in Hercules?
And what?
Kevin, he lives in Hercules?
In Hercules? Yeah, that's the boy that's my friend that dropped that shit off last time. Some weed at his
house. See, I didn't know that. I've been sending him people to for him to serve and shit, and I didn't know he had lived all the way out there.
Yeah, he did. But he'll drop it off anywhere.
Oh, okay, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I swear, niggas in Hercules are used to driving. There ain't shit to do in Hercules.
Well, for sure not. My boy, that fool Matt lives out there.
I know, and he's always driving. I know, I went to his house, you ding-dong.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh? You was there, huh?
Yeah, that's why I bought the weed from Kev. He dropped it off because I was out of weed.
Yeah.
And he lives right next to Kev.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. It's not even that far then. Away. Well, it is low-key far.
Can you remember it was late and I got a delivery?
You said what?
You remember it was a late night and I got a delivery from Kev?
That other day? Yeah, hell yeah. I remember that.
That shit was funny.
I remember that. I adopted a dog out here, too.
What kind of dog?
It is a German Shepherd, a German Shepherd mixed with a lab.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's hella pretty. She's hella pretty. Her name is Scarlett. She's like 4 years old.
But Laika will fucking kill her.
Who? Yeah, probably. She's not a real aggressive dog, but your dog's retarded anyways, though, so.
Yours is retarded. That's why I need to get adopted.
You need to get a what?
That's why I had to get adopted.
No, it was just fucking a family friends, and I was like, yeah, I'll take her.
Oh, really?
Why not? Yeah, like, hell yeah. She was like, we don't, they're hella old. They're hella brittle and old, like 80-something. They were like, and then her niece, or her niece was like, would you take this dog in for me? And I was like, yeah, fuck it. Why not? I've been walking her all the time and shit. She cries all day, though, but, you know. It's cool.
You have to be like, night!
Yeah, I still ain't got no friends out here either.
Just some geezers that you be hanging out with?
Yeah. No, not even. It's just I ain't got no friends out here. I mean, I met, like, the girl's niece or the old lady's niece's boyfriend, Joe, and he's cool, you know? He loves Scarlett hella much, so he be tapping in to see her and stuff, so, you know, it's cool. But rather than that, I really don't got no friends. I'm gonna have to make friends at my work or something.
Real lonely boy out there.
Facts. Super lonely.
There's a difference between lonely boy and lonely boys.
Right. Right.
And you're a lonely boy.
Hey, you ever heard of Bernie Mac?
Yeah, I know who Bernie Mac is. I used to.
You ever watched his show?
Yeah, the Bernie Mac show. Hello, America.
Hey, bro, that shit is hella funny, bro. I remember my foster mom used to never let me watch it, and she would always watch it.
Wait, what?
My foster mom used to never let me watch it, and when I was a low-ass kid.
Why? It's just a family show.
Nah, not really, bro. He'd be cussing like a motherfucker in there. he be talking about beating kids. He be talking about killing them and hella shit. But he obviously be playing, but it's really not a kid show.
Niggas, so does the Fresh Prince and Family.
Hell nah. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is a real family show.
Well, I've been watching The Burning Back since I was a kid. I used to go get Popeyes and go watch it on FX.
That's hella funny. Yeah, I'm watching it on Hulu right now just because who was it? Steve Harvey had mentioned him in one of his little sitcom shows. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, Bernie fucking Mac. I remember the day he died, my foster mom was hella depressed and we didn't go to church.
Wait, what?
My foster mom was hella depressed when Bernie Mac died and we didn't go to church. I remember it was on a Saturday in 2008.
But that shit was sad. I was like, damn.
Yeah. We were like, what, 14, 15 when he died?
Bro, I was watching this shit when I was a little kid, like 10.
Yeah, I remember. That's how young I was when the show came out. She wouldn't let me watch it. I remember I used to hear her hollering in her room hella hard. And I'm like, what are you laughing at so hard? Like, I want to watch.
Literally, me and my cousin, it was like a ritual. Whenever I was in the house, get some Popeyes, watch some Bernie Mac. Hey,
yeah, that sounds...
His sister's daughter, right?
The fucking the youngest girl or the older girl, Nessa, or baby girl.
The older one is black as shit.
Hey, and she's hella strong. Have you seen her arms?
Yeah, she's yoked.
She's yoked, bruh.
I'm not saying it's bad or anything. I'm just saying she's dork.
She was yoked for a young ass girl.
I swear.
She was super yoked.
She could beat your ass for sure.
You said what?
She could beat your ass for sure.
No. Never.
Yo, little baby arms.
This nigga said my little baby arms. You're hella funny. Damn near, I was thinking about joining the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard? Yeah, I was the one that gave you the idea.
No.
Yeah, we're talking about when I went to the Coast Guard Academy, and you're like, oh, I might look into that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, huh? You know I cut my hair, too?
Huh?
I cut all my hair off.
Yeah, you told me.
I see. Yeah, huh?
Little jarhead ass.
Right. You know I had to do it for the job. Fuck it.
Wait, so the job wouldn't let you have long hair?
Nah, they said I had to cut it. And I was like, fuck it, why not? And then they're like, but the thing is, everybody else will be getting paid $11. We'll start you off at $14 just because you have prior experience. And I was like, what? So I cut it.
That's pretty tight.
Yep. Hell yeah, because everybody else in my house
is... way over there, huh?
Huh?
14 an hour goes a long way over there, huh?
Oh, God, it do. It really do. Because everybody else in my house is getting paid like $12, $11 right now.
For real?
Hell yeah.
That's wild.
Uh-huh. I'm the highest paid motherfucker in this house right now.
What do they do?
Okay, so the daughter is... She works at Chick-fil-A, and then the other woman, she really just collects rent. Like my auntie.
That's the play. That's the play to do.
What, just collect rent?
Yeah.
Facts.
That's a power
facts
right there.
But I did the math though. If you think about it, she'd only be getting like $650 a month, and I would be getting like $800 a week in 4 weeks. Or like, you know, there's 4 weeks, so like, you know?
Yeah.
But it's cool though. I had to drown hella wasps the other day. Oh, matter of fact, let me tell you about today.
No, wait. Tell me about the tornado day.
Oh, my God, bro. I had to hang up on your ass, bro. That shit was so terrifying.
Was it?
Oh, my God, was it? Dude, the temperature dropped from, like, 90 degrees to, like, 65, maybe 70 in, like, a matter of, like, 10 minutes, bro. And it was so terrifying, bro. I was like, why did the air just change hella hard? And I started looking shit up, and then we got a tornado warning because there was one, like, passing by Dallas and shit, and then it had passed us.
And, bro, like, the wind started picking up so hard, bro. Trees almost fell over, bro. It was intense, bro. It was hella crazy.
Was everybody up not tripping? They're just like, this is...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they weren't tripping at all. I was just like, bro, what are we finna do? Like, what if we die? And they're like, well, it is what it is. And I was like, no, it ain't what it is. No, hell no. I was in the bathroom in the bathtub for hell long, but I was like, bro, I'm spooked, bro, because the bathtub is connected to the foundation of the house, and for some reason, tornadoes can't rip up concrete. So if you stay in the fucking bathtub, you should be okay.
Nigga,
you
know? The bathtub is connected to the fucking shit, but you're not.
Yeah, I know, motherfucker. Actually, I know. Just gonna... You gotta just hold on for dear life, bro, and throw something on top of you and make sure you don't get flown, you know, taken.
I'm telling you, the refrigerator should survive.
No, hell no, bro. That is not connected to anything except wires on the wall.
I know, but you'll just fall.
The kind of concrete that they have out here, it's not even concrete, bro. It's like asphalt and like clay or something, bro. You constantly have to water your house because the house is made out of the same kind of shit. Due to the heat of how hot it gets, like if we had regular concrete, it would be cracking all over the place. So like every day we have to water our streets and our houses just so they can stay like quote unquote dry. And so the house doesn't crack in half, you know? It's hella weird, but it's all for tornado purposes.
That's wild.
And every single house out here is made out of brick because of that. Bro, the tornado that had passed us was like a mile wide long, bro. It was so fucking terrifying, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I had to hang up on your ass, bro. That shit was spooky. Like, right now, it's 85 degrees with, like, 60% humidity, bro. And if it just drops, like, 30 degrees out of nowhere, you know something's going to pop off, you know?
All right, tell me the other stories you had.
Oh, yeah. So, yesterday, me and my auntie, we were outside fucking around, just looking at the pool. And, like, we were just, you know, fixing the pool stuff and, like, bleaching it. Or not bleaching it, but throwing chlorine and shit in there just to clean it out. And she got stung by a wasp, right? And I was like, oh, shit, it's the murder hornets. And it was just some wasps, though. And fucking, I have this no-pest wasp and hornet killer. That's like a jet spray thing, and it shoots up to, like, 20 feet, right? And I had found the nest of the wasp, bro, and I'm telling you, bro, no bullshit, bro. There was, like, 30 of them just sleeping. Like by the air conditioner thing.
Yeah.
So I turned everything off on the AC and like the filter for the pool and everything. And fucking she had just got stung right by this angry ass wasp. And fucking I was like, I ain't finna get stung. Fuck all of that. So I drowned them all, right? And I killed them. And then today I'm watching the Bernie Mac show on my Hulu on my phone, and I'm sitting outside. And a wasp literally, you know how I have that tattoo on my left hand?
Yeah.
Cloud and the lightning bolts. So it landed right on that motherfucking tattoo. And mind you, I had my hand on like next to, because I keep the wasp and hornet killer like right here. I don't know if you can hear it, but this is it, like right here. And fucking, it landed on my hand. And I was so scared, bro. And I'd raised my hand up to like the pool area because like this jet stream is like 20 feet, bro. And it's hella powerful, right? And so then the wasp, like, I swear to God, we made eye contact, bro. And I started panicking, bro. My heart started racing and shit. And I slowly went and I grabbed the fucking spray that's, like, right here in front of me. And I threw my hand out a little bit and I fucking drowned the fuck out of that bitch, bro. And it didn't sting me. And then it just it died immediately, bro. It was wet. Uh-huh. It was hella scary, though. Hella scary. But, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, that was a pretty weak story.
Yeah, I know, but Brad, have you ever had a wasp land on you?
No.
Nigga, okay, then. Do you know how big they are?
Pretty big.
In Texas, they're way bigger than California ones. I'll tell you that right now. They're like on super crack.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, bro, it's hella scary. All the spiders are bigger. The animals are bigger, bro. The turkeys out here are bigger. Come on now. Like the other day, I was coming back from the store, and there was like maybe like 15 of them just in the meadow, because I usually cross the meadow to get to my house instead of going all the way around the block, which is hella annoying. And fucking, I seen all 15 of them, bro, and they all stopped what they were doing, and they all looked at me, bro, and they watched me walk by, and it was like I was getting mugged by some animals, bro. So I hopped off the bike, and I like looked at them like, what's up, bro? What the fuck y'all finna do? And they started charging me, bro, so I hopped on a bike, and I dipped.
What were they?
Some turkeys. Turkeys? Some wild-ass, yeah, wild-ass turkeys, bro. They all spread out their wings, and I'm telling you, all 15 of them full sprinted at me, bro. I got out of there.
I could take some turkeys.
No, bro, not 15 of them, not the sizes that they are out here. Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah, I can. You kill one, kill one. And honestly, they're not all males. The only ones that are going to attack you are males. They're probably like
no, there was like three males and like the rest were females. But I'm pretty sure like since the males were attacking, all the bitches were finna fuck me up. And usually female animals are more aggressive. Females
attack you. I'm a expert on wild turkeys.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Now there's hella in Santa Cruz. They'll be running
around. Yeah.
Like you said, pack in a pack.
Yeah, hella deep. Hella deep.
It'll be like two, maybe. The most I've seen is five males.
Yeah.
I could take that down five males.
I don't know, bro. All
right. I got this question from Family Guy. So how many toddlers do you think you could beat up if they all attacked you at once?
Toddlers?
Not
toddlers. You know what's funny?
Let's say 10-year-olds.
10-year-olds? You know, it's funny. Years ago, I remember asking this question, too. I remember I was like, man, if there was like 50 fucking first or like third graders, would I be able to take them all down with just my bare hands? And I was like, it depends. Okay, so the answer to your question depends on how sophisticated they are. And
they're aggressive. They're aggressive. Straight on cocaine and gunpowder. The Coney kids.
And how many is there?
I'm asking you, how many could you fight at once?
Well, I'd probably roundhouse kick like 8 of them all with one sweep. And then, like, the rest would probably jump on me as I'm distracted with those 8. So, I don't know, bro. Probably, safely, I would say, like, 20 kids, bro. I would dog their shit. All
right. In what kind of situation could you take out the most kids?
What do you mean?
I say if I was, like, in some sort of hallway where I was just, like, kicking them. Boom, boom, boom.
If I was, like, okay, if I'm in an open field, I'm dogging all of them. I'm fucking all their asses up because I can run faster than all of them and I can outrun them. So then I can, you know, get some distance between us and just knock them all out as they come up 5x5 or 1x1. It don't matter. But if we're in a or like in a enclosed area, I'd probably take out like 20 of them. But in an open field, I'd probably take like 50 to 60 of them. Facts. I'd throw my body weight on them. You know what I mean? I'd spear like.
All right, if they were surrounding you and they all attacked you at once, how many could you take out?
Probably like 20. Probably like 20. That's a solid, safe number, you know?
Yeah, honestly, it would be easy because they can't even punch your head, really, unless they jump off.
Right, but they can all bite you. They can all fucking grab you and pull you down to the ground and then just start mauling your shit. You know, if they're savages like that, and if they think smart like a team and flow like water together instead of individually, oh, yeah.
But they're 10-year-olds, so they're not very smart.
Huh?
They're 10-year-olds, so they're not very smart.
Yeah, but they're on crack. So they're focused and determined. You've never done drugs like that, so you wouldn't know, but I'm telling you, 10, 20 kids on crack cocaine in an enclosed area surrounding you, you have to fight for your life, I guarantee you that. And if they're all hella angry, yeah, you're definitely fighting for your life. I can guarantee it.
And there's one big kid.
Huh?
One huge 10-year-old. Zion Williams.
I'm taking that nigga out first. I'm going to spear his bitch ass. And then I'm going to use his body as he slept to fucking throw him at the other kids.
Hey, that's the technique, huh? Grab one kid and just start.
Yeah, bro. You know what's funny? How many raccoons do you think you can take at once?
Not that many. Raccoons are dangerous, dog.
Huh?
Raccoons are savages, dog.
Yeah, blood. So how many do you think you can take at once?
So they're raccoons with rabies?
All raccoons have rabies. There's not one raccoon that doesn't have rabies. They just aren't activated until they go crazy.
I know, but not all raccoons have rabies.
All raccoons have rabies, blood.
All wild raccoons have rabies.
That's what I'm saying. What raccoons do you know that are domesticated?
This YouTuber I follow has a domesticated raccoon.
Does he? Where?
In his house.
Is it even legal?
Yeah, where he lives.
So how many do you think you could take, though?
So do they have rabies, or?
No, they're all just hella angry, and they're all females with kids around them, so they're super savage.
And they're trying to just kill me, right?
Yeah. Because you're too close to their kids, so how many do you think you could take? Like, honestly, how many?
I'm trying to think.
And mind you, raccoons stand at 4 feet tall, bro.
Am I getting attacked, like, by all of them?
Or all of them. All of them.
At once?
Yep. That's how they attack as a group, like wolves.
But you know how wolves do it? Like, one attack?
One distracts or two distracts, and then the rest jump in. Yeah, but raccoons would charge you all at once. And they come in a pack. Honestly, raccoons go, like, 8 deep, 9 deep in a pack. That's without their kids. And they stand at 4 feet tall, and their nails are probably, like, as long as my first finger is, which is, like, 4 inches.
I'm not worried about the nails. Their teeth are fucking razors.
Yeah, that's true, too.
How many can you take out? I don't know.
Whoo! Angry with children, and some are pregnant, and they're just angry as fuck, dude. I would pull. Safely, I would... I would say like 10, bruh, at most.
Yeah, I'd say 10.
I would say like 10, bruh. Maybe 8, you know? Because I would football punt like 3 of them, and then the rest are on my line.
But a few I could definitely take out.
What, like a pack of 6 of them?
I think I could take out 6.
I don't know, bro. They stand at 4 feet tall, and they're hella beefy. 6 of them would be a problem, too. And they're hella strong, too. I remember
You start poking some eyeballs out. Niggas are...
I'm going to knock one out, and I'm going to grab that motherfucker by the tail, and I'm going to just start swinging at all of them. I'm going to start slamming them all, you know?
But if I'm ever attacked by a wild animal, I'm poking their eyes out. I don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna like try to stomp their ass like I'm fucking Jack and the Beanstalk, you know, like I'm hella just big and shit.
Like if a wild pit bull attacked me.
I don't know if you could stop a pit bull unless you fucking really just went for that nigga.
I just poke their eyes out.
Would you?
Yeah. Fucking stick both my fingers in their eyes socket.
Fuck it, huh?
I bet you they'll let go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They would have to.
Animal attack, they're coming out of that shit blind.
Right.
But honestly, if a human attacks me wrong, if it's like a life or death thing, I'm poking them in their eyes.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
I don't give a fuck.
You have to.
The fight, probably not.
Oh, bro, there's this video I was watching of these two, like, 15-year-olds chunking them. And then...
Yo. The unemployed guy. All right, we're
yeah,
we're back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
That shit was crazy. But yeah, I'm about to send you this video though.
The video? Wait, what yeah, was the video? I didn't hear it.
It was like these two like 15-year-olds chunking them at the high school or like at a school. And fucking this army guy came out the cuts and speared the fuck out of both of them, bro. And one of them got like KO'd, bro. It was crazy.
Now, you seen the one on the cops? Where there's a cop.
What?
And they're trying to get this fat lady with a knife. She had like a kitchen knife.
Right.
And then I guess all you see is like a van. The guy, the lady with the kitchen knife and the camera guy kind of like backing up.
Right.
And then from out of the van, not out of the van, but like from the
out of the blue view of
the van, you just see a cop fucking tackle her. She gets tackled and all the cops are like, where's the knife? Where's the knife? Where's the knife? She's like, I don't know. I don't know. And they flip her over. It's stuck in her stomach.
No.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I don't know where that video is, but I seen.
That's crazy. That's hella many, bruh.
Niggas couldn't taser her? I don't get it.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't get why they didn't taser her in that situation.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand why cops go for the face when they go to try to take somebody down. They should shoot them in the legs first, like, immobilize them or demobilize them, you know? And then go in for the rest of the kill. Because a leg shot, bro, you'll live.
I'm saying when that lady was with the knife, why'd that cop try to tackle her like that?
Like an idiot, bruh. She could have turned around and stabbed him.
Yeah, he should have just tased her.
In all reality, bro, yeah, for real. Because she could have threw the knife at somebody, you know? Like as she was falling or something.
Yeah.
Flung it at somebody's heart.
That's some 007 shit, but yeah.
Right.
Some Call of Duty throwing knife shit, but. Are you seeing the? Yeah, that should be a topic.
Huh?
Excessive force. You seen that? The store owner that called the cops.
Nah, what? What happened?
Called the cops because his place was getting robbed.
Uh huh.
And the cops walked by the guy that robbed them. And because he's a black guy, the guy, the store owner, and they just go up to the store owner, and I guess the store owner is telling him, like, yo, this is my store, yada, yada. The cop doesn't even say anything to him, just socks him right in the face, and then throw him, like, tackling. It was on Worldstar.
That's crazy, bro. I couldn't do it. How do you feel about defunding the police?
You can't. It's not going to happen.
Well, it can happen. It could happen.
I don't think they should defund the police.
I think
they
so
should
either.
Fund it more. Get these fucking tards out of there.
Because
there's some good cops, you know. There's good cops.
Yeah.
But there's some tards.
There definitely is. Tards. Honestly, what I think is they should fire every single cop right now, and then rehire a whole new set of cops instead of defunding them. Because if we defund the police successfully, blood, I'm going to be low-key terrified and I'm going to be strapped everywhere I go because anybody can do anything they want at that point. Crime rates are going to go up so much, bro. It's going to be ridiculous. Murders are going to go up. Honestly, kidnappings are going to go up. Everything's going to go up, you know? Drug trafficking.
They would probably be the military probably run that. Or the National Guard.
Yeah, for a while until we get new cops and everything. That's for sure.
But yeah, I don't think they should get defunded. They should get more funds.
I don't think they should get more funds at all.
Huh?
I don't think they should get funded at all. I think they should just all get fired. And then everybody would, you know, and then them rehire new cops.
Or Instead of doing that, just fire the bad cops.
Yeah, but you can't.
Same results.
You can't fucking pick and choose which cops are the good ones or the bad ones. You don't know.
The ones that have bad records.
Yeah, but there's cops that have no record that are still pieces of shits.
I know, but then with more funding, you can find those guys. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess, huh? That's true. Hmm. When did you make the Instagram? A couple days ago?
Yeah.
Nice. Have you been sporting it or anything, or like shouting it out?
No.
Okay, yeah. Fuck, dude, I gotta wash my hands from all this fucking...
Put out my Snapchat story.
Oh, you did? Add me on the Snap. You got me on the Snap?
I haven't.
You got me on the Snap or what?
What?
You got me on Snapchat or nah?
Yeah, I think so.
I got a new Snapchat, though.
Just add me. Chusker1.
C-H-U-S-C-A-R. C-H-U-S-E-R.
Yeah, the number one.
I see you. Oh, yep, I found you. I found you. Hi, Magic. What's that? This cat's in here. Fucking, fuck Snapchat. There was a car show going on down here, too, where I was living. Where I'm living at, it was probably not that far from me today, and I could have went, but I just didn't go. There were some sick ass cars out there, though.
For real? Is it old people car show or?
No, it was like a millennial car show. It was like all young niggas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna go, but then I just was too lazy. I've been drinking White Claws like a motherfucker.
Yeah, White Claw guy.
Like it ain't no tomorrow.
I thought you were a high life guy.
Hell nah, bro. I don't even drink beer.
At all?
Nope. Not anymore. I don't drink beer. I don't drink alcohol. I drink wine, though, and I'll drink my White Claws, you know, but that's about it.
No alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Somebody just... Laptop!
What laptop?
This punk ass laptop that I got, fucking.
You about to sell it?
Hell yeah. I'm trying to let it go for 85, but I'm gonna tell Brett for like 50. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Or I'm gonna say 65.
Why? What did he hit you with?
Because I don't have a charger for it, bro, and nobody wants to buy it for 85 with no charger. But I have a 2 terabyte memory stick. I'm gonna give them with it with a fucking with a charger for that, and then 3 free movies and a mouse. Yeah, 2 terabytes.
Oh yeah, you're getting got, dog.
Yeah, I know. I don't care. Everything, all this shit that I'm selling, it was given to me by punk ass bitches that I don't give a fuck about. You know?
Yeah.
So I just don't even want it.
Was gonna say, hey, what did we used to call him?
The loiter?
The loiterer, yeah.
The loiterer.
Wait, what's his real name? I forgot his real name.
Pat.
Pat. Has he ever told you anything about his DS?
Nah. He just told me to keep it and just left it alone.
What I told him from the beginning.
Hold on, let me hit this guy back. Usage, how do you spell it? Oh, no, never mind. View, tear.
What kind of charger it needs?
What? Huh?
What kind of charger it needs?
Hola?
Hey, what kind of computer is it?
It's a little piece of shit, Samsung.
fucking this guy that I used to live with fucking got it for me when I was trying to do my music hella test. And he bought a mic. He bought this Samsung Chrome fucking laptop for like $110. And then he bought the terabyte thing for it. And then he bought like movies and hella shit. And I just don't fuck with him. And I don't really care for this computer. So I'm going to just sell it all, you know?
So, yeah. Why don't you get on the music?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a good question. I don't really have time for it right now. I don't really care for it. It's really just a side hobby. And I might do it when I get my settlement. So, fuck it. We can wait a couple more months. Motherfuckers get famous at 30 years old. Just look at 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
He was old as fuck and he got rich and famous out the cuts. Look at the Migos. You know what I mean? I got time. I got nothing but time. But I have been writing, though. I have 3 songs I haven't dropped yet that I, like, have mastered in my head and everything. One song, I gotta edit it, though, just because I don't know how to finish it. One song is about a single mother raising her daughter. And then another song is about my own stress and, like, shit like that in my head. And then another one is about me talking sweet to a girl, you know? You know what it is?
Yeah, like, you should cut that. You should cut that last one.
You got me bent. It's actually fire. You'll fuck with it.
I don't like that Drake shit.
Nah, it's not Drake shit, bro. It's fucking fire.
Bro, actually, I have been listening to kind of like that. Have you listened to Dragon Ball Durag?
Hell nah. Who the fuck?
It's a song, but the guy that made it's a Thundercat. His name is Thundercat.
It's what?
His name is Thundercat, and the song's name is Dragon Ball Durag.
Huh.
You should look it up. It slaps.
You ever heard of a Snap?
No.
He's fire, bruh. Look up Gosha by him. He's fire.
Is he white?
Nah, he's black.
Is he?
Yeah.
Snot sounds like a white rapper's name.
I know. There's this other dude that he be collabing with, though, called Wi-Fi's Funeral, and he be going crazy.
Yeah, I know Wi-Fi's Funeral.
Yeah, I like Anvu and fucking Beretta by him. Them shit slaps. I'm hoping this guy will come buy this fucking laptop off the kid. Hopefully he'll come and buy it. I don't really want that motherfucker anymore in my room. I live in a house full of animals, bro.
Well, name them off.
Okay, well, there's two dogs. So it's Willow and Scarlet. And then, oh, look, there's a drone. Cool. And then, what else? Two weasels, I think. Yeah, two weasels. And then there's two cats. And then there is a bunny.
Hey, in Texas, is it illegal to own a squirrel?
Illegal? That's a good question. I don't know.
Because in California, it's illegal.
Is it?
Yeah, I wanted to own a squirrel, but it's illegal.
Huh. I would have to ask the people that I live with, but that's a good question. I don't know. I don't think they're really domesticated like that anywhere.
People have them domesticated, dog.
I watch. Really?
Yeah, they're hella tight.
He said they're hella tight.
Because you know how I want, the reason I wanted a squirrel?
Why?
Because I wanted a monkey. A little monkey that sit on your shoulder.
Like a finger monkey?
Like a spider monkey or something.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like a finger monkey that fits on your finger. Those go for like $2,000 on the black market right now.
Yeah, I know. I know it's expensive and they're hella illegal. That's why I was thinking squirrels are more more like viable option. But
right.
Yeah, but the reason I wanted to get a monkey in the first place is because I was walking in the liquor store one time, and this just old black dude had a monkey on his shoulder.
What?
And had a little diaper. It was
kind of sick. Did it really?
Yeah, and then I tried to go to the like animal store, and they said, "Yeah, that's illegal."
Yeah, you can't have that shit.
I was like, "Oh shit."
That's hella funny.
I was like, "Do you have an animal that just like crawl on your shoulder and be cool?" And they're like, "We have like birds." I was like,
"Yeah, you were like, this? Yeah, no."
Yeah, man. But in Mexico, bro, their zoo or their like animal store is a zoo, dog. They got all types of animals.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt it. You know, in Africa, they're trying to domesticate hyenas, right?
Are they?
Yeah, blood, and they're low-key successful at it. They beat the shit out of them, though. Like, when they do something wrong, I'm talking about they dog fuck the shit out of these animals, bro, just so they listen, because they're hella aggressive, you know?
Yeah, what was I going to say? They're doing that with foxes. They're trying to domesticate them, and just to learn and observe how dogs got domesticated, and just to see the evolution of domestication.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, with foxes, and so the way they do it is they got a bunch of foxes, they get the nicest ones,
uh-huh.
And they breed them together, and then they get the nicest ones, breed them together, and eventually they have the traits of just like.
You mean so they like kill off all the stupid and ugly and retarded ones, and they keep the nice.
They don't kill them off. They let them live and stuff, but.
Yeah, because that's how we used to do it back in the day. We used to kill all the stupid, ugly ones and just throw them away or burn them or. Use them as food, you know.
They're not ugly ones though. It's they don't care about the looks. It's just how they see humans.
Right. Bro, there's a drone literally flying over my house right now, bro. I'm about to shoot that motherfucker. I'm about to go get my gun and shoot this bitch. The fuck is you doing over my house? Hey, it would be wet if Anchor could FaceTime podcast, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You could probably do a Skype and just film the Skype.
Make friends with my neighbor, bro. They be popping, bro. They be having hella parties. They be having hella pool parties over there. I be trying to link.
Are they young?
Hello?
Are they young or they're old age. People?
They be like 10 deep at this house, too. I know they be smoking.
It's hella funny.
Hell yeah, I walk.
He's over there. Why don't you just slide up like, yo, what's up?
I don't really know him like that, and you can't really do that out here in Texas. You have to know people, bro, because if not, they will pull out guns on you. Like, I'm not playing. You have to know people out here. Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You know they're domesticating bears, grizzly bears in fucking in Russia or Slovakia actually.
Yeah, they've been doing that.
Crazy, bro.
It's all started with the circus.
Yeah, that's true.
At least domesticating them.
Damn, bro! I hear hella fireworks going off right now or something.
Are fireworks legal over there?
I don't know. I think they are.
I know in Reno they're legal, yeah. Right? Legal.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Nevada. Yep.
In certain states, they're legal.
I'm pretty sure Texas, you get own a squirrel.
Yeah, Texas is pretty laid back, you know, for the most part.
Are there squirrels?
There's squirrels, bro. There's gray ones, brown ones. There's all kinds of them out here.
Yeah, just capture one.
Right.
Make that your pet. That's just sick. But yeah, it's crazy. I was watching this thing like about these people that lived in like area where they didn't have squirrels. I forgot where they said. They thought it was hella weird when they came to America and there's like squirrels everywhere just roaming.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. I'm trying to see if this fool. Oh, he's typing. Brian Casey.
Hey, I'll just send you some seeds. Just grow some weed.
Hey, you will? Facts? Because, you know, we can grow weed like a motherfucker out here, right?
You could grow weed?
Yeah, bro. We can, bro. It's the perfect weather out here for weed during the summer.
Oh, I mean, like, it's not legal, though, right?
Nah, it's not legal. Not at all. For sure not. Is it a Chromebook? Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I got hella backed up content. Follow us, Lonely Boys.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, why'd you back it all up? Why didn't you just post it and leave it up there?
Because I would get teed up, and then me and my friends would do a podcast, and my other friends would do a podcast.
Right.
And then I'd be like, fuck, there's hella podcasts. And then my other friend comes like, ah, oh, shit. I tell him, let's do a podcast. It just gets backed
up. Right.
So, like, for a while, I didn't even post anything because it was all back.
Yeah, for real, huh? You have to delete hella shit or what?
Yeah, like the one I have right now is, like, fucking just from all the saved videos I got, just in one episode. Mm-hmm. Like, if I post it all, it would be, like, 12 hours.
Right. Damn, 12 hours?
Yeah, it's so much. Because I'm telling you, me and my friends just smoke and talk and just, that's the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Literally the whole podcast.
Damn, bro. All I hear is fireworks out there right now, bro. Oh, I see the lights of it, too.
Oh yeah, but just where podcasts are made, look up The Lonely Boys.
Do you hear that in the background?
Lonely Boys.
Huh? Do you hear that in the background?
No.
Damn, they're going crazy right now with the fireworks.
But yeah, The Lonely Boys, Lonely Boys, one word, and no S, two Z's, podcast.
Facts.
Anywhere where podcasts are made, and follow The Lonely Boys on Instagram.
You know what it is. Fucking, I'm probably finna go inside and just call it a night. Motherfuckers is low-key tired.
It's good.
Fucking, you working tomorrow or what?
No, I'm off.
Hello?
I'm off. I'm chilling tomorrow.
It's good. Let's do a podcast in the morning, yeah?
Yeah, it's good.
What time will it be? 10, 9, 8? It'll be 8 when I get up at like 10. Whenever you get up, just hit me or something, and then I'll see what I'm doing. I probably won't be doing shit, honestly.
All right, it's good.
All right, it's late.